544 at Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Glad you're with us tonight. There are, as it is a weekend in the summer after all, a truckload of things you can do this weekend, but make some room in your calendar on Sunday to help the Altona Oneida Watauga Ambulance Service. They're having their annual trap shoot fundraiser this weekend, and Pat Hennenfent is on the service and is kind enough to join me in the studio. Thanks for coming in, sir.
Well, thank you, Will. I appreciate it.
I was just talking to you off the air. I know you're involved in a lot of things, but you've been pretty busy lately, I take it?
Oh, everything's busy. It's a busy time of year.
You were just telling me, I know we talked a while back when your farm was getting flooded out because of the rain. How are things now? Anything in better shape since then?
Well, I mean, everything looks better. Do we need rain? Yes, we do. You know, that's something that's out of our control.
Mm-hmm.
But we've got a decent year going. Way better than we thought we would back in May when it rained every day, and now it doesn't.
Good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Although, yeah, that like I said off the air, I swear we were just talking about rain here not too long ago, and now we're talking about not having enough of it.
That's correct.
Jeez. Which also goes to show how quickly time has been flying by for me lately. But that's another discussion. But good, glad things are going well. And it sounds like from you're telling me about the Altona Oneida Watauga Ambulance Service here, you've been pretty busy this year already.
We have been very busy. In the past, we've run 140 calls or so every year. And we are a completely volunteer ambulance service. This year we're already at 156, and it's only the 1st of August, so it's been a very, very busy year.
When we talk service calls for an ambulance service like yours, well, I imagine it's probably the same for most any ambulance service, what are you talking about? What sorts of things do you respond to?
Oh, we respond to about anything where they need medical. Yeah. It could be a person that accidentally pushed their medical alert button, mm-hmm. and so we have to go check out, make sure they're okay. To, you know, serious car accidents, heart attacks, strokes, we cover everything.
That's certainly sounds like you're busy for sure. And I know that there's been some big question marks over the service this year. That's got to kind of stress you the heck out.
Yeah.
From
well,
time
it's
to time,
so
right?
Nice that that is all behind us. Everything
good,
has
yes.
been settled. The ambulance service is in good shape. We're adding volunteers all the time. It's just everything is wonderful in the ambulance world right now.
And, you know, I'm glad you said that about volunteers because I was driving to Kewaunee over the weekend. And, of course, I drive through Oneida and I look off to my left and I see a big banner saying that I think it was either the fire department or the ambulance service was looking for volunteers. So I know you always need that help,
oh,
right?
Oh, yeah. We always need more people. Fire department has need for more, you know, volunteers, as does every volunteer fire department in our area. It's hard to get volunteers anymore that are willing to, you know, put out their time to do something for the community.
Yeah, that's kind of a catch-22 with being a volunteer service. You need the help, but because we're all working, we don't always have time to give the help, do we?
That's exactly right. We're fortunate right now. We're running, I think we've got 17 EMTs, and we also have like 6 or 7 first responders. So we've got a good crew right now.
With all kinds of experience, too, I see.
Yes, we have some up to 33, 34 years of experience.
And, that's not you, is it?
No, that's actually not me.
I'm just kidding, Pat.
I got involved about 13 years ago when my kids got out of school. I decided, what am I going to do with my life? And medical was always kind of interesting to me, so I got my first responder license. A year later, I got my EMT license and been there ever since and loving every minute of it.
Good for you. That's fantastic for sure. And there's sounds like at least a few other people there just like you, right?
That's right. And you're never too old. Everybody tells me, well, I'm too old to do that. No, you're not. Mm-hmm. Anybody can help out when somebody's in need.
So I'll talk about the specific fundraiser in a second, but when the service is looking for money, what sorts of things does that go for? Training, equipment, a combination of all that?
Right now we're trying to build up our equipment fund.
Okay.
There's some things that we would like to have that aren't required for us to have by the state, and probably the biggest one are 12 lead monitors, and that's a monitor we can put on somebody having a heart attack. We can send a strip right to the hospital, and they can diagnose a patient before we get there. And at that point, they can actually have a chopper on the way before we even get to the hospital.
That's fantastic.
So that's what we're trying to get right now. That's our big project.
Yeah, that certainly helps with as large as the medical groups are in this area, for sure, to have that kind of connectivity, although that reminds me, although, and I know I've asked you this before, so forgive me for not remembering the answer. Is it hard to keep up with all that when technology and equipment and things like that change?
Oh, yeah. We train all the time.
Yeah.
We meet twice a month, and every night we meet, we have training, and we've actually just initiated. We're going to have a third training night every month.
Oh, good.
So we do training just constantly to stay fresh on the new things. And to refresh ourselves on the old things.
Okay, let's go ahead and talk about the fundraiser then this weekend. You're doing another trap shoot. I seem to remember doing this before, and it went over pretty well.
Yeah, we've done it at least 2 years, if not 3 years before, and you know, it's something pretty unusual. There's not many trap shoot fundraisers that I'm aware of.
No, but it's funny though, because I was. As I was driving to Kewaunee this weekend, and I drove past one of the parks in Kewaunee that has a trap shooting area. So this has been on my mind. So I know it's a popular thing.
Yeah, and last year we had a great turnout. Well, every year we've had a really great turnout. And I really want to stress, you do not have to shoot trap to come to our fundraiser.
Okay.
We're actually going to have Hen House Barbecue there serving food.
Gee, so you can come. How are you able to get them on the grounds like that?
Well, that was... we're very fortunate that I happen to be related to them, but even more fortunate that both of them are on our ambulance service.
Well, good for
them.
They
are both EMTs.
That's fantastic.
So it's great to have them on our service, and they keep that date open for us. So we invite people to come out and eat lunch, and we have door prizes and silent raffles. We have between 50 and 70 prizes already, and there's more still coming.
What sorts of items do you have?
Oh, we've got some neat stuff. We've got overnight stays at some of the casinos.
Awesome.
We've got a lot of tickets to Peoria Rivermen, Peoria Chiefs. We've got St. Louis Cardinal tickets. We've got Chicago White Sox tickets. We've got jewelry. We've got oil changes, car cleaning supplies. Popcorn from Pilot Knob up there.
Wonderful.
You know, we just got a lot of really interesting things. Texas Roadhouse, Iron Spike. Everybody has been great. When they hear it's a volunteer ambulance service, you know, everybody says yes, we're happy to help.
For sure. That's a wonderful thing. And our community definitely steps up when the need comes out. That's for sure. All right. So this is coming up on Sunday.
Yes, it is. Sunday, August 4th. We actually start registration at 11:45, we start practice rounds. If anybody wants to come up and practice ahead of time, they can buy practice rounds, and we practice from noon until 1, and then we actually start the contest at 1 p.m.
Okay.
But you don't have to be there by 1 to shoot, because we shoot all afternoon, so mm-hmm. if you want to come later, you're more than welcome to come later. We'll register you and get you on a team, or you can bring a team.
Okay. And that's, again, the cost is... $20 a person?
$20 a person. And then if you want practice rounds, they're only $5. And then again, we have all the tickets for all the prizes and silent auction stuff and that. You know, come out and eat lunch early. We had, I don't know, I think 15 or 18 teams last year.
Great.
And it is just a tremendous amount of fun and a lot of laughing.
How do you know when you've won? Is it just the most number of...
Right, it's the number of birds you shoot.
Okay.
We have a thrower that Tim Robbins up at Victoria provides for us, which is just a phenomenal thing. And you shoot 5 different stations, kind of in a semicircle, and you shoot 5 shots at each one. So you shoot 5, you rotate, shoot 5, you rotate.
Ah.
And then we have scorekeepers back here watching, and they mark down whether it's a hit or a miss.
Ah, okay.
And when we get all done, it's whoever hits the most out of 25.
Oh, okay, very good. So it must get pretty competitive then.
Oh, it does. It does. And I tell you, a lot of the guys know each other, and you get a lot of catcalling and stuff when guys miss shots or, you know, it's a tremendous amount of fun, and nobody's there to take it seriously. This is a fun event.
Okay. All right. And I know this is outside of Galesburg here. We'll have a link to a map with the listing on the community events page of WGIL.com. But for those who don't know, kind of give me an idea of where this is at.
Yep. If you go north of Galesburg on 150, everybody knows where the Cozy Inn was.
Yeah.
And it's the next road north of that, which is 2250. There'll be signs ahead of that saying that you'll be turning left. You'll turn left, go about a mile, and there'll be signs directing you in a driveway. Follow the driveway back, and we'll be back in there setting up, getting ready to shoot.
All right, very good. And again, so bring some money in addition to the entry fees and whatnot, and support the AOW ambulance service.
Well, we would definitely appreciate it. We appreciate the support of the community. We've always been very fortunate to have such a great community that will back us. So we again invite people to come out. You know, you can come for lunch anytime. We will be serving food from probably 11:30 on through the afternoon. You know, come and register between 11:45 and 2. We'll actually start shooting at 1. Practice shots will begin at noon. $20 a person, a team of 4. If you want to bring a team, bring a team. Otherwise, we can put you on a team.
Very good. All right. Anything else we need to know about this, Pat?
Nope. Just that, you know, we're very appreciative. We have one individual, Sharon Crawford, that has done a great job in all of our fundraising for our door prizes. She has just been a machine getting donations for us. And she said it is easy. When you mention volunteer ambulance, everybody's good with it.
Amen to that. All right. Pat Hedenfent with the Altona Oneida Watauga Ambulance Service. Thanks for coming in. And not that you need my help, but best of luck this weekend.
Well, thank you. Absolutely. I need lots of luck if I end it when I shoot.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm probably right up there with you. I imagine it's not like when I used to play duck hunt as a kid, but, you know.
Not quite, not but similar. Quite.
Similar, but not similar enough. Pat, thank you.
Thank you.
It's 5:55. Here's Kim Commando.